Shout out to everybody that been fucking with the sheep since the Forensic TV days, man. I even had fallouts with a few people that follow the sheep, you know what I mean? And they find their way back to the 2020-30-30 talk, man. Because it never was that deep, man. Niggas is grown men. Niggas don't take the internet personal, man. Salute to all, though, man. It's crazy in the battle rap community right now. Like, Summer Impact was fire, man. Shout out to URL, Smack, Beasley, Chico, Norbs, you know what I mean? They treat Norbs like the house dog, man. Like, they throw Norbs scraps and shit, man. They got Norbs promoting combine players, man. Norbs don't get no love like that. You understand me? But anyway, man, smacking them put on, man. I was impressed, man. I really was impressed with Hitman Holla and John and Don, man. The chemistry was on point, man. They meshed well, man. Hitman and John did their numbers. It was over after the first two rounds to me. Goods just wasn't hitting. They say, I mean, Charlie had his spurt. I'm not going to take nothing away from the man. But it was no crazy shit he was spitting. Regular old Charlie clips, man. You could see the shit he's saying a mile away. He just wasn't mumbling and stumbling. Good third round by them niggas, man. Battle rap community will be hyped off that because they love Charlie clips. He can't do no wrong. DNA say a lot of that shit, but they give him the fuck out of here, man. But Hitman and John, I like to see them again, man. To me, Hitman and John did better than A-Verb and Hitman the last time A-Verb and Hitman competed, man. John's basic game meshed well with a superstar like Hitman Holla in a battle rap field. John, you know, he's top tier right now, but he was a role player. But he stepped down back into role player status, and he meshed well with a superstar like Hitman Holla. And they took that easily, man. Like, niggas wasn't fucking with Goods, and Goods was light, man. NWX, man, and every fucking ball, like I told y'all, man. In my recap, right after the battle, man, my preliminary recap after the battle, I said after the first two rounds, man, it could either go NWX 2-0, every fucking bar 2-0, because every fucking bar had every fucking bar for real, you know what I mean? But you got to nitpick, this was so close, and NWX chemistry and the way they meshed was superior than every fucking bar, you know what I mean? They was better, it was fluent with NWX. Every fucking bar had little fucking problems. Nothing crazy, but it wasn't like NWX. NWX is like a well-oiled machine. You understand me? And you had to nitpick to call that battle. Third round, I give it to every fucking bar because the shit that Geechee Gotti said about the, if he hid behind the tree, basically T-Top be dead. And he would have got robbed and shot or some shit. And he saved his life. And it is what it is. I give him that third round, but NWX took that, my opinion, too. When you got to nitpick. I'm telling you, got to really nitpick to call a winner with that battle, bro. Got to nitpick, man. Like, and I hate to nitpick like that, but you have to. Phenomenal first two rounds, man. The whole battle was phenomenal, man. Them boys put in. Tip my hat to K-Shine, DNA, Geechee Gotti, and Rum Nitty, man. K-Shine on some different shit, boy. K-Shine, you know what I mean? K-Shine's doing him, man. And, things been rolling his way, man. I want to see K-Shine and Holla and Dawn shit. I want to see K-Shine versus Loda Lust. I want to see K-Shine versus Murder Mook. You know what I mean? Great Hoodie Lux got the community in a frenzy, though, right now, man. And A-Verb is mad. You know Verb and all Lux peers is not liking all the love Lux is getting right now. That's a different kind of smoke, man. A different kind of smoke, man. Smack better get it right. You know what I mean? On this decade call, you know, no contracts are signed, but niggas got plans. You know what I mean? That Coach Shamil, you may have to put that on hold. You know what I mean? And it's time for Sue Surf to dance, man. Sue Surf won his casket, and the Great Hoodie Lux will deliver. Surf's online pissed off. But niggas is talking on Facebook, man. Niggas is saying Rockin's Chess is a better team than Surf and Rock, man. Niggas saying Rock and Chess is better than Gun Titles, the original Gun Titles, man. That's Tay Rock and Sue Surf, man. Niggas is saying you can't name a bar from Gun Titles without saying After the Cut. That was fire. What y'all think about that, man? You know what I mean? A lot of people saying people don't like hearing the truth, man. You know what I mean? I want to know what y'all really think about that, man. But Lux and Hollow was phenomenal, too. But the battle, what I mean, the performance of the night, Lux and Hollow put on. We was shocked. We was in awe how well they meshed. But DNA and K-Shine was like a well-oiled machine, man. That energy stayed up in that battle with them, man. That's hard. You know what I mean? Lux and Hollow put on. The community was in awe. But DNA and K-Shine, well-oiled machine. They did what they had to do. It was dope, bro. So I would edge that shit to DNA and K-Shine for performance of the night. Because Lux and Hollow had little minor miscues. Nothing crazy. Lux didn't choke. Mike Trouble. You know what I mean? But you know what I mean? They easily won that battle. Like I said, man, Chess and Rock had some shit, man. But it wasn't as... It just didn't mesh as well. You know what I mean? It was fire, but it just wasn't like they didn't... It wasn't like a well-oiled machine. We didn't expect that. Chess only had 7 days to prep, but it was raw. And Chess, you know what I mean? Like I told y'all, he got the soak-up game right now. You know what I mean? In my prediction blogs, I was like, yo, this kid got nothing to lose from this, man. He just soaking up game. And he got to stand on stage with the gray hoodie Lux, man. How many people could say that, man? He's up on stage with Hollow the Don and the gray hoodie Lux, man. He even jumped in the crowd when Lux was rapping with Hollow. You know what I mean? To take that shit in, bro. You're creating an animal. All he got to do is handle his own. Rid them miscues. Chess going to be a problem, man. Like, Shotgun Shook. And motherfucking Twerk, man, them niggas is crazy, man. That shit, it went together well. Like I said, this event was fire. The only flaw, man, we didn't get to see Murderland put a beat down on the Fairy Tale Drug Kingpin, which is T-Top. And niggas trash that, right? I don't know, his style is trash, man. Briz Rothstein, man. Like, I want to see Mook expose T-Top. Mook was going to expose T-Top, man. He was going to expose him, man. And it didn't happen, man. The venue got shut down because battles nowadays is an hour long. Hour and 20 minutes long. Come on, Smack. I told you, man. Like, I didn't tell you. I can't tell you anything. But this blog is out there. They got this commission. Start pushing for time limits, man. You know what I mean? 2v2, 6-minute rounds, you know what I mean? Or 5-minute rounds or some shit, man. You gotta move shit, man. Because people paid to see Murder Mook, man. And Calico beat dog shit down these legs, man. Dog shit down them niggas' legs, man. Beat the blood ball off T-Top, man. I wanted to see that, man. The way them niggas sold that fight, I wanted to see that. I know Mook was gonna expose that nigga T-Top for being a fairy tale drug kingpin, man. That's the way it is, man. I don't even want to see no more battles to the next major event. You know what I mean? I'm waiting for the decade card, man. That's the next time I'm really going to watch some battles, man. Because these events be too long, man. These events start at 4 o'clock, ending at 11 and 12 o'clock at night. I think this event on Saturday ended about 10 o'clock, though. But still, man. You need time limits on battles, man. Like, blockbuster battles, man. These niggas, they can push the minutes up to, like, you know, what they want to. But these regular shits, man, exhibition games, like this was tonight. You know what I mean? Make the rounds 5 minutes in these 2v2s, man. What was it? Don't Flop? When A-Verb and Hitman battled DNA and K-Shine, they had a time limit, man. They had a time limit, man, to keep shit moving, man. Yeah, man. And it's only right for smacking them to put together that unfinished business. They got to, man. The fans want to see Murder Mook, man. And motherfucking Calico destroy them niggas, man. You got to book unfinished business. That's the greatest segue. I couldn't motherfucking get the battle to go down because they shut down the venue. Unfinished business, man. Get that shit rolling, man. T-Rex versus Tay-Rock. Chess versus Howl of the Dawn. Murderland versus Fairy Tale and No Trash Bucket. Basket. And motherfucking Soup Surf versus Loaded Lux. You throw an opening act battle up on there like a Mike P versus somebody, and we lit. You know what I mean? Who Mike P got unfinished business with, man? You know what I mean? Who we talking shit with? Who want to kill Mike P? They could find something, man, and stir up some shit, orchestrate some shit on Twitter for the next few weeks, then book that shit, man. You got to pay back the fans. The fans, they keep y'all afloat, man. And we know y'all niggas is getting... Y'all niggas is eating, man. That motherfucking app, these motherfuckers is buying the pay-per-views like crazy, man. I wonder what the number was on the bottom of that pay-per-view screen, man. You know what I mean? On your computer, all your TV, you purchase that shit, you get to see how many viewers is tuned in live on that pay-per-view. I wonder what that number was. You times that by 50. And you get these niggas to see, you can share the pay-per-view with one person. You cut that shit in half. These niggas is eating, man. T-Top and them got done dirty in their hometown. You know what I mean? They shouldn't have been the main event, but I felt Smack and Beasley was in a quandary. They knew the club was going to shut down. It was either let Lux and them go or bring out Mook and them. Niggas knew. They knew people wanted to see Loaded Lux, Tay Rock, Chess, and Holla Dawn. They wanted. They went with that. They knew that shit was getting shut down, man. That first battle was dumb long with them females, but I can't knock the hustle, man. Black Sheep Gang. Always us, never them, man. Like I said, that decade card. Oh, before that decade card, you got to book some unfinished business. The main event, Loaded Lux versus motherfucking Sue Surf. Or you can run it back with gun titles versus Lux and Holler. You can run that shit back. But I want to see the 1v1. I want to see Lux and Surf dance, man. So Beloved could talk to that lost nigga. You know what I mean? Black Sheep Gang. Always us. Now, and Tay Rock and T-Rex got to happen. You got to check that T-Rex interview out on Hangover. The Hangover channel or some shit like that. When Rock got to see me, he was like, no nigga take nothing from me. So you know what I mean? They got to book that, man, and make it work, man.